pale eyes, lips parted, wind-blown blonde hair. I'm not the same person I was when I left here in seventh grade. I'm older, obviously, but it's not just that. I've changed. When I see myself now, I see someone strong, maybe even pretty. Will he recognize me, I wonder? Part of me hopes he doesn't. But the other part, the part that left my family to come back, hopes he does. He has to. Otherwise, what's the point? I hear the rumble of cars parked on the freight deck as they get ready to drive off. There's a bunch more on shore and a long line that reaches the entrance to the parking lot, waiting to pull aboard for the return trip back to the mainland. One more week of summer vacation left. I step away from the window, smooth my seersucker sundress, and go back to my seat to get my things. The seat next to mine is empty. I stick my hand underneath, feeling around for what I know is there. His initials. R.T. I remember the day he carved them with his Swiss Army knife, just because he felt like it. I wonder if things have changed on the island. Does Milky Morning still have the best blueberry muffins? Will the Main Street movie theater have the same lumpy green velvet seats? How big has the lilac bush in our yard grown? It's strange to feel like a tourist because the Zanes have lived on Jar Island practically forever. My great-great-great-grandfather designed and built the library. One of my mom's aunts was the very first woman to be elected alderman of Middlebury. Our family plot is right in the center of the cemetery, in the middle of the island, and some of the headstones are so old and moss-covered, you can't even see who's buried there. Jar Island is made up of four small towns: Thomastown, Middlebury, which is where I'm from, Whitehaven, and Canobie Bluffs. Each town has its own middle school, and they all feed into Jar Island High. During the summer, the population swells to several thousand vacationers, but only about 1,000 or so people live here year-round. My mom always says Jar Island never changes. It's its own little universe. There's something about Jar Island that lets people pretend the world has stopped spinning. I think that's part of the charm, why people want to spend summers here. Or why the diehards put up with the hassles that come with living here year-round the way my family used to. People appreciate that there isn't a single chain store, shopping mall, or fast food restaurant on Jar Island. Dad says there's something like 200 separate laws and ordinances that make building them illegal. Instead, people buy their groceries at local markets, get prescriptions filled at soda shop pharmacies, pick out beach reads at independent bookstores. Another thing that makes Jar Island special is that it's a true island. There are no bridges or tunnels connecting it to the mainland. Aside from the one-strip airfield that only rich people with private planes use, everyone and everything comes in and goes out on this ferry. I pick up my suitcases and follow the rest of the passengers off. The dock runs straight into the welcome center. An old 1940s school bus painted with the words Jar Island Tours is parked in front and getting washed. A block behind that is Main Street, a quaint strip of souvenir shops and lunch counters. Above it rises Middlebury's Big Hill. It takes a second for me to find it, and I have to shade my eyes from the sun, but I pick out the pitched red roof of my old house at the tippy top. My mom grew up in that house, along with Aunt Bet. My bedroom used to be Aunt Bet's bedroom, and it looks out at the sea. I wonder if that's where Aunt Bet sleeps now that she lives there again. I'm Aunt Bet's only niece. She doesn't have any children of her own. She never knew how to act around kids, so she treated me like an adult. I liked it, getting to feel grown up. When she'd ask me questions about her paintings, what I felt about them, she actually listened to what I had to say. But she was never the kind of aunt who'd get on the floor and help me do a puzzle or who'd want to bake cookies together. I didn't need her to be. I already had a mom and dad who'd do those things. I think it'll be great living with Aunt Bet now that I'm older. My parents both baby me. Perfect example, my curfew is still 10 o'clock, even though I'm 17. I guess after everything that happened, it makes sense that they're extra protective. The walk home takes longer than I remember, maybe because my suitcases are slowing me down. A few times I stick out my thumb to the cars chugging up the hill. Some of the locals hitchhike on Jar Island. It's an accepted thing, a way to help out your neighbors. I was never allowed to, but for the first time I don't have my mom or dad looking over my shoulder. No one picks me up, which is a bummer, but there's always tomorrow or the next day. I have all the time in the world to hitchhike or do whatever I want. I walk right past